Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend.
This morning, I hope you brought your Bible. I want you to open it to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to be there in verse 12. But I want to lay a foundation this morning. There is so much in your life that people can do for you. They can cook your meals. They can clean your home. They can mow your yard. They can do your landscaping. But there's one thing people can't do for you. Some people refer to life like a puzzle. They say that, you know, if you get all the pieces together, it's picture perfect. But the reality of life is it's not a puzzle, because even with a puzzle, you can get all the pieces together and put it together and it'll look just like it does on the box. But if there's one piece missing, if there's just one small piece of that puzzle missing, you're still not whole. You're still missing something. There's still work to be done. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says this: "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's one thing that people cannot do for you. They cannot work your salvation out for you. That is a work that you must not only allow the Lord to do in you, but you must do it yourself. You have to figure out what pieces in your life are missing, and you have to seek the Lord's will and His direction for your life, and you've got to begin to see the big picture, if you will. And when you see that, and you find out the pieces are missing, and you say, Lord, this is where I need you the most at in my life. This is what I need you to do for me. This is where I'm lacking. It may be in wisdom. It may be in knowledge. It may be in understanding. It may be in just spending more time with Him. But when you find those pieces are missing and you start saying, okay, I need to spend more time with Jesus, let's put that piece there. But it's not to be taken lightly. It's not to be done in such a way that says, you know what, I want to do things my way. There's a song that Carrie was listening to yesterday, and it wasn't even in my notes, but I thought about it this morning as I was getting ready. I did it my way. How many of y'all have ever heard that song? Elvis sang a version. A couple other people sang a version. And it simply says, I did it my way. Your way is the wrong way. Your ways are not His ways. Your thoughts are not His thoughts. That is not up to you in order to live your life the way you want to live it, but according to the will of God for your life. I hear people say all the time, I don't understand what the will of God is for my life. That is a piece of the puzzle that is missing. And if that piece is missing, make sure in all things that you do, you don't approach it as a joke. Because there's nothing about this word that is a joke. I love to cut up and I love to have fun. I was telling William this morning, but when it's time to do business, when it's time to be serious, when it's time to get downright dirty. And a lot of people say, well, the word's not dirty. It is when you're doing it and you're working your own salvation out with fear and trembling. It's not easy. It's not so simple at times. Even though the gospel is a simplistic message, but working your own salvation out comes with a price to be paid. Guess what? It says to work it out with fear and trembling. Work being a four-letter word that a lot of people in this generation are afraid of. You can amen that. It's okay. We see help wanted signs everywhere. There is help wanted right here in the body of Christ. He wants you to understand what it's like to work it out with fear and trembling. Because when you're working out your salvation with fear and trembling, you're not just working out the parts that you're comfortable in, but you're getting into the stuff that you may not understand totally and fully. You're seeing that there's things missing in your life that need to be there. And I'm going to say this, your relationship with Jesus is more important than anything that you can do, whether it be going to the river, whether it be going hunting, whether it be going fishing, whatever it may be, your salvation and working that out with Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, having an intimate relationship with Him is more important than anything you can do. There was a young man who began to dig this hole. In the midst of digging that hole, he found himself so far down in the hole that he couldn't get out. And this one gentleman walks by and he says, "Man, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for you." And he walks away. Young man, he continued to dig and he continued to work and he just kept getting deeper and deeper in that hole. And as the progress became that he just realized at that point when it was tired and it was wore out and there was nothing more that he could do, he couldn't find a way out. He couldn't climb out. He was seeking for someone to help him out of that hole, to save him. He was seeking a savior, if you will. He was terrified. He was petrified because the first thing that came to his mind, what if these walls collapse on me and I become buried alive? What if everything that I know stops existing today? And he began just violently trying to find a way out. He was clawing and grasping at the sides of the dirt and the rocks, trying to get out of that hole. And he began to work so hard and so rigorously that he was in pain and agony. And he stopped, and another man came by and he said, "Hold on, I'll be right there." And he jumped down in the hole with him. And he said, "Man, what are you doing? Now we're both stuck." He said, "It's okay, man. I know the way out. I've been here before." Iron sharpens iron, ladies and gentlemen. We don't come to church out of habit. We don't come to church because it is the right thing to do. I've heard that so much from people. I go to church because it's the right thing to do. You go to church because you want to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, not just on Sundays and not on Wednesdays, but 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You're looking for a way out of that hole. And as they was in that hole, and he realized at that very moment that this man was in the hole with him, he began to realize that man had a plan. He had a strategy. He had hope. 1 Peter 3:15, what does it say? "Be ready to give for account of the hope of glory which is in you." Always be ready to give an account of the hope of glory which is in you. In other words, always be ready to share what God has done in your life, because each and every person under the sound of my voice, whether you're here with us or watching the video or listening to the podcast, has a story of the goodness of God in your life. Every last one of us. Working your salvation out does not simply mean that you come in here once a week, you listen to a message, you say, "Man, that was actually okay," and you leave and go eat lunch and never remember the word again. Because this morning in Sunday school, we read in James where it says, "Don't only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word." A doer of the word works. It's not by works nor deeds that you were saved, ladies and gentlemen. By no means. But it is by works that you work out your salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that you can no longer revisit where you used to be, but going forward. I tell people all the time when they ask me to share my story, and Jack, I tell them I will, and I'm going to tell you this up front and out of the gate. When I share my story, I never do it apart the blood of Jesus Christ. And somebody said, "What does that mean, that you never do it apart the blood of Jesus Christ?" Because I never want to give the enemy any honor or glory for the life I used to live, but I want to give God all the honor and glory for the life I live now. Because it's through Him that I work out my salvation. It's that relationship with Him that I constantly go before Him. It's because of Him that we can enter the throne room with boldness. It's because of Him that the price was paid on Calvary for us, not by nothing that we've done, nor works nor deeds. The word says that, but it is because of him. And he simply says right here, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You can't do it for me. I can't do it for you, but you have to do it yourself. Point one, how do you do that? You spend time with Jesus. You get into your prayer closet, your alone time. You begin to read the Word of God and who He has created you to be. You begin to find out who Jesus is, not only for you, but in you. Once we find out the revelation of who Jesus is in us, that hope of glory which is in us, did you know that it's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead that dwells in us? Did you know that kids don't get a junior Holy Ghost? Did you know that nobody in here has a bit of the Holy Ghost? You either have it all or you have it none. It is working your own salvation out that when you seek the face of God and you become a doer of the word, not just a hearer, when you sell out to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm all in, no more games, no more middle ground, no more playing church. I'm not going to just show up on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and go through the routine. I'm actually going to sell out to you. I'm going to live a life, total surrender. It's at that very moment that you realize you need him more than he needs you. Let that sink in. Because for some reason, over the years, there's been this debacle preached from behind the pulpits all across the country. He just wants you to smile and be happy and everything's going to be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm going to be blunt and frank with you this morning. You will die and you will spend an eternity in hell. Point blank. There's no way around it. If you do not know him as your personal Lord and Savior, there's no hope and there's no prospering in your future. And I'm not talking about prospering in your bank account. I'm not talking about prospering in your wallet. I'm talking about prospering in your walk with Christ. So many people go to church week after week and they're still in the hole by themselves and they can't get out because there's people that's been there that don't want to get back in there. Week after week, we find people who are battling so many things, but yet they find time to paint a smile on. There's a song that Jason Crabb sings, and I love it so much. He says, simply this, I know all the church TV preachers. I know the routines. I know all the good hymns. He says, I even have a fish and a cross on the back of my Chevy pickup. But sometimes I cry. Sometimes it's okay to get alone, away from the world. Sometimes it's okay just to get, I'm going to say this, I'm not even going to say sometimes. It is okay, period, to get away from everyone and spend time with Jesus. There are times where you need to be away from everybody. You just need to shut the door, just turn the phone off, turn the TV off, and spend time with Jesus. I heard somebody say one time, they said, man, you know, I use my iPad or I use this to read my Bible. The battery life on this thing is amazing. I've never had to charge it, but I have found out that it recharges me all the time. We're constantly trying to work out everybody else's salvation. Have you ever noticed that? We're always giving somebody else advice and we're giving them scripture. And man, it makes you feel really good, you know, because you're like iron sharpens iron and you put on this grin and man, you're excited. You go home, Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to love on somebody today. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share the gospel today. Then we go to bed and we wake up and we have a bad day the next day. And we get, God, where are you at? Why am I alone? Why do I feel so unworthy? Why do I feel worthless? Why do I feel like nothing's going right? Because you simply thought helping somebody else was working out your own salvation, but it's not. Do you know statistically why 98.7% of Christians are miserable in their walk with Christ? Do you know why? Studies has proven this, because half of them have never opened their Bible. They attend church on Sunday and they put this title in front of their name and say, I'm a Christian. But yet they don't even have a relationship with Jesus. Yet they've never surrendered their life to Him. Or they play church. Don't you know playing church is not working out your salvation? It's merely doing something out of habit. We have an opportunity every day when we wake up to work out our own salvation with fear. That's a key word there, fear and trembling. Some people say, well, you know, there's no fear in the name of Jesus. But let me tell you something. If we're not working out our salvation with fear and trembling, do you know that fear instills something in people? Strength. Did you know that? Isn't it amazing that when you begin to really look at it and you begin to dive into the Word of God, people say, well, the Word contradicts itself so many times. No, it does not. If we would read the context instead of pulling pieces, cherry-picking Scripture, we would see that working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, sometimes you're going to be afraid that you're not doing it right. How do you know that you're not doing it right? It's called spending time with Jesus. Spending time with Holy Spirit. And people often smirk and they smile and they get these attitudes. Well, I'm working my salvation out with fear and trembling. If you're not leaning on the understanding of the cross, if you're not sharing the gospel with other people, you're not working nothing out but your own imaginational goals. Yes, I said it and I mean it. I stand behind it 100%. It's so simple for us to point out flaws in everybody else. Well, they're not a good Christian. They don't do this. They don't have this and they don't have that. Get in front of the mirror, because I promise you there's a finger pointing at you too. Because I guarantee you I could spend 20 minutes with 90% of the people in this room right now. Okay, follow me here. And we can point out flaws in one another. It's not up to us to work out somebody else's salvation for them, but it is there for iron to sharpen iron. A brother will correct a brother in love. The Bible tells us to do such. Amen? We're not there to criticize one another and pull one another down and throw dirt in the hole on top of each other and say, you know what, you think you've got it all figured out, don't you? We're around people with those kind of attitudes that, you know, I'm doing it right, you're doing it wrong attitudes. If that's your attitude, that you're doing it right and everybody else is doing it wrong, can I tell you something? You're doing it wrong. No man ought to think more of himself than he is. Scripture. Amen. No man is to put himself upon a pedestal. Scripture. Not one person in this room, including myself, has it all figured out. We're to work it out with fear and trembling each and every day. First and foremost, we come to these times in our life that we think that we figured it all out. And man, do you know that it's so easy to manipulate ourselves, Jack, that we think we've got it all figured out. We've got all these ideas and we've got all these thoughts. And man, it's great. And, you know, it's not necessarily that we think we've got it all figured out per se, but we've got knowledge, right? We've got some scripture memorized and we've got some context memorized because we're familiar with it. And we find somebody in the hole and we go, man, I don't know what to tell them in this situation. Because recently, we have been in that situation. We have been in that hole, and nobody came along and encouraged us. They simply threw a little dirt in the hole. Maybe that'll help. Do you know that if somebody is buried into a hole and it's not got any dirt in it, you begin to put dirt in that hole, if they're smart enough, if they use enough sense, as you're putting the dirt in the hole, they can climb up out of that hole. Have you ever dug a ditch or dug a big hole and you're filling it back in and you notice that it gets full again? right? But what happens when it rains? It settles. Then you come along and you plant seed. A couple weeks ago, Carrie and I, we got a couple big bald spots in the yard. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some grass seed. I'm going to put some grass seed in these spots. And Jack, I think I overdid it a little bit, because one spot got really, really thick, and it looks really, really great, and there's still a big bald spot over here to the side, right? So I put the grass seed out, and she's out, and she waters it, and the next day comes along, and we water it again, then it rains, and you start seeing sprouts. But I noticed not every seed that was planted, follow me here, grew. It didn't root. It didn't take. Why? The soul rejected. There's a lot of people here this morning and even listening or watching the video that are going to reject what they're hearing. Just being honest. But we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Quit worrying about everybody else. As a child, I remember I would see all the time, and I was guilty of it too, and somebody here was too, I guarantee you. We would run and go tell on somebody else in our class. Well, such and such is doing this. And what would the teacher say? Worry about yourself. Pay attention to what you're doing, and you won't have to worry about what everybody else is doing. A lot of us need to hear that this morning. Worry about your own salvation. Work your own salvation out with fear and trembling. Quit telling everybody else what they're doing wrong. Because you're not getting it right either. Nor am I. But I can tell you this, that we're to do it with fear and trembling. It's not to be taken lightly. It's not to be a joke. It's not to be something that we do just because it feels good. Or because it's something we've done for years. It's something that we do daily. I remember as I was reading this, and verse 14 says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. In other words, do it without complaining. Do it without arguing. There are people out there who have been where you're at, who have been in that hole. And 15 says this, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as a light in this world. As you shine like a light in this world, can I tell you something? He is the lamp. He is the light in the darkness. And for some reason, we try to work out our salvation and we don't do it with fear. We don't do it with trembling. I love y'all, and what I'm about to say may make you a little nervous, but we do it with Sunday morning routines. We do it with the church habit. We come in, we sing a few songs, there's a message, and we go home. We come back Sunday night, and we talk for a few minutes, we have a Bible study, and we go home. Wednesday nights, we show up, and we go over a few things, and we have a devotional, and we go home. And we've done this so much, we've done it so many times, that it's no longer about Him. Follow me here. It's a habit. It's a routine. Why? Because, well, that's the way we've always done it. It's what we've always done. I mean, it's just how we do things, you know. We've got to go by the protocol. We've got to do it the way we've always done it. I was in Baton Rouge, outside of Baton Rouge, actually, in Denham Springs, and there was another pastor there, and he said, Tom, I don't understand why people don't understand what I say when I say this. He said, but the way we've done things ain't working no more. And he said, I don't know what to do. He said, man, we've prayed for revival, and we've prayed for this, and we've prayed for that. Man, we've had events, and we've done stuff, and we've went out, and we've shared with people. And he said, man, it's just not working. I don't know what we're doing wrong. I said, how does your structure look? Give me some insight here. And he said, well, Sunday morning we have Sunday school, then we sing, you know, we have worship and then preaching, and then Sunday night we have Bible study, and Wednesday night we have Bible study. I said, so we're all in the same hole together. He said, what do you mean? I said, because we're still doing the same things over and over and over. Where's the fear? Where's the trembling? Where's it at when people begin to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling? What does it really mean that when we really get a hold of this, we say, God, I can't do this without you. I've tried for so many years to do things my way. I've really been trying, and I've been reading, and I've been listening to Bible studies and all the praise and worship songs that are out there now. I know them all, and you know Kay loves all my presets on my radio, and I constantly listen to worship, Lord, and I'm constantly listening to my Bible apps, and I'm reading all the time. But are you spending time alone with Jesus? Do you know when you spend time alone with Jesus, it simply means this: be still and know that He is God. And do you know when you spend time with Him, and it's hard for me sometimes, Carrie, you can't amen this, okay, honey? It's hard for me to be quiet. It's hard for me to be still and know that He is God. Why? It's not because I think I'm better than God, by no means. It's because I have an excitement in my heart to share the gospel everywhere I go. Why? Because I love Him, and I know what He did on Calvary for me. I know who I used to be, and thank God for who I am now. Opportunities that He has given me in the past year and a half have blown my mind. Standing in places that I thought I would never stand. But it's simply because there's times that I say, okay, everything else has to stop. I've got to get away. I've got to spend time with my Father. And I just sit down and I just listen. Somebody asked me one time, they said, how do you come up with your sermons? I said, it's simple. I'll shut up and I'll be quiet and I'll sit still and I'll listen. I'm a word guy. Carrie will tell you, we can be riding down the interstate or the highway, and I see something on a billboard, and I'll look at her and go, well, I just figured out Sunday's message. And she'll go, what are you talking about? And I'll be like, put this in your phone or write it down, do something. And she'll be like, what in the world? How are you going to make a sermon out of that? I'm not. He is. Because in case y'all hadn't noticed, I ain't much of a preacher. I'm just the guy who's totally in love with Jesus. There's a big difference between working out your own salvation with fear and trembling and just doing it as a habit. Because when you start to work it out with fear and trembling, you become consumed by who He's called you to be in life. And you fall in love with Jesus, not the idea of Jesus, not the thought of Jesus, but you truly fall in love with Jesus. Amen. In closing, I'm going to say this. When you begin to work and you begin to dig, it's not always easy. You get some bumps. You get some bruises. You get some cuts. And those cuts may even leave scars. But you've got to work. Amen? I want you to stand with me this morning.
Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard. It's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.